Yo, what's going on? It's your homie Brian.
And it is John.
John, my guy, sir. What's up, man?
I'm good, sir. How's everything on the Pendleton front?
Sir, here on episode 77 of All Day I Play Radio. You know what I'm saying? Season number 4, I guess.
Damn. Are we there?
We are there, sir. I mean, we're coming up to what, two years completely? No, we had some time off, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Getting our shit together, but you know.
Yeah. In our bag. But not really, you know, trying to.
I mean, kind of, you know.
Hey, you know, we got an action-packed episode for y'all this week. You know what I mean?
Yes.
My man John and I really was thinking about a lot of things to talk about. And we hope you enjoy what we have this week, John.
Yes. So, you know, before we get into it, you know, we always like, as I like to say, shoot the shit in the beginning of the episode, sir.
Sir.
So anything. I'm sorry. Was that vulgar, sir?
Let's shoot some shit, sir.
So I saw the Uncharted movie yesterday.
OK. I saw it at the movies when it came out with my daughters.
You paid for that.
And my daughters wanted to see it. So, they enjoyed it. I don't, you know, that's all that matters.
But you never finished, like, you stopped at 3, right?
Yeah. I played some of 4, you know, but I just was kind of like, you know, I was listening to our friends over there at List Off and I believe Brian was saying that he hates the controls, the combat in Uncharted. And I was like, bro, me too. I think it feels like utter balls.
It doesn't, though. Like, I loved it. You know, I don't know. Like I said then, I was like, I don't understand what I wanted my man to do. I liked it better than Tomb Raider, but.
Yeah, well, yeah, Tomb Raider's controls suck, too. I don't know. They're just too loose. Horizon has good controls once you really kind of get into it with the bows and arrows. No, you would not, sir.
The first one, I did, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know. I didn't finish
The movie didn't really base off of any of the games. They touched on, you know, same or whatever, but
yeah,
you know, just a little something with him. But I think that's like before Uncharted 1. I think that's like going into because there's some characters that were not there.
Yeah,
that were in Uncharted 1. You know.
Yeah, it was like Uncharted with Tom Holland and not Nathan Drake.
Uncharted 0. Yeah, like and you know the thing, funny thing about that, remember I was like so anti him getting picked for the part.
Yeah, you were.
Like after seeing it, I kind of saw you like Tom Holland's a good actor. I never knocked that. Yeah. It was just the age thing. Like I'm kind of like typecasting him with Peter Parker now. He's always playing like the little kid character that I've seen, but you know, of course he's growing up. But
right. Yeah, but he's a kid. You look at him, you're like he's 18.
Yeah, he's like really like 23. But he's like I think they picked it for longevity.
You think they're gonna make another one?
I think they're gonna make a couple more. How it ended, yeah. I would hope they make another one. That'd be embarrassing if they
don't. I don't know the numbers on it, so I didn't really kind of feel like it was set up for sequels, but
Netflix bought it up. It'll probably be a Netflix exclusive or some shit. But
ooh.
I think they're gonna continue on.
I don't know, man. I don't even remember it to even say like, yeah, absolutely.
Did you say after the credit? There was like two after the credit scenes.
We probably did. My daughter is usually really good on that, and you know, it was like, hey, there's going to be something at the end. And I'm like, okay, I'm here for it. Yeah. I think we did stay. Cause she did. I think she did say there were two, ending sequences after the credits rolled. But, I don't remember that movie at all. I just remember when the ship fell on that lady. That's pretty much all I remember.
The end.
Oh, sorry. Spoilers.
I mean, I didn't hate it, you know.
Okay.
It was a Netflix movie. Netflix movie to me. I didn't pay to see it in theaters because I just refused. But
understand.
I'm glad I was patient. I'll say that.
Yeah.
It wasn't horrible. It wasn't the worst video game movie.
Not by far. Not at all. It just, you know, it was just kind of like, I don't know. It was weird because of his age difference. My friend does some background acting, and she was in a movie with Tom Holland, and she was like, he's like a little kid.
Like demeanor, like visual, like everything about him.
I think he was like off playing like soccer or some shit like that. Like when they weren't shooting,
he's living life and loving it.
Right. I'm not mad at him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it is interesting. Cause Nathan Drake from Uncharted fame is not a young man like that.
And that's why I think it's going to be a longevity thing. Cause eventually he's going to age, you know? So
yeah. But
it takes years for those movies to make. Like, are they gonna go the whole Uncharted 4, do you think? Well, you didn't think they're gonna make one after the first one.
Yeah, I don't, you know.
I don't know, yo. If they doing a trilogy thing, then yeah, I think Tom Holland. I retract my statement. I apologize, Mr. Holland. I am sorry.
Yeah, you know, like you said, it wasn't a terrible movie, you know, it wasn't the worst video game movie. It was just a movie. You know,
House of the Dead has that award.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Thank God.
I think I reserved my worst video game movie for Mario Brothers with John Leguizamo. I think that's my worst video game movie of all time.
You hated it worse than Street Fighter, yeah?
Nah, because I can still watch Street Fighter at any time. Yeah. Like, you know, I can be oh gosh, look how fucking terrible this is. But I can't watch Mario Brothers. Cannot.
Yeah. I feel you.
The Goomba was like big ass person and shit.
Like with little ass heads, like snakes. Yeah. It was terrible.
Oh man.
Yeah, yeah. You know, on Netflix they acquired One Piece, which I've been stuck on.
So are they doing a live action?
Yeah, they're doing a live action One Piece. I'm excited for that. Kinda.
I was gonna say,
I don't know why they butchered Death Note, but
yeah, haven't they destroyed all of your favorite anime series over time?
Yeah, but I'm all, you know, like train wrecks and how people like observing them. You know, I think I'm one of those people. Like,
did you see the Dragon Ball movie live action?
I paid to see that.
And that's why you don't like Dragon Ball.
Anymore. Yo, me, no, it's not. Me, I didn't want to see it then. Like me, Cecil, and you know, Kwame went to see it, and I was like, "Are we paying money to see this? I guess we're doing this." We saw it. I was like, you know, I wasn't a big fan of Dragon Ball to begin with before walking into that theater, but I was like, "Yeah, why did I do this shit?"
Did you see the Street Fighter Chun-Li
terrible
movie?
Yeah, no, I didn't pay. I got a. I saw it online. I bootlegged the shit out of that.
Yeah, I saw it. I was dating this woman at the time, and this is when Netflix was before streaming. And she ordered the disc, and I was just like, what are you doing? I didn't watch it.
Good for you. Yeah. That's another bullet you dodged.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that movie was not it. I like the original trash Street Fighter better than that Chun-Li one. Yeah. They could have kept that one out. And I thought they were going to make like other ones. Like, I thought it was going to be like another saga.
With Ryu or Ken.
Yeah.
That movie bombed. Of course not. They got zero budget for that, bro.
Still waiting for the Assassin's Fist sequel, the true sequel. But I don't think it's ever coming at this point.
Nah, bro.
It was so good.
It was really good. Yeah, it's never happened to my guy, you know. You might as well go ahead and watch your One Piece destruction by Netflix.
But like that's been like engrossing my life. Have you been watching any anime recently?
I have gone through the beginning of Attack on Titan. I'm at about halfway through.
Again.
It's a good series, sir. And yeah. Told you I had started Juju, but I haven't gone back. I'm trying to finish this first. I did start Spy Family, same thing.
So good.
Kind of want to go, you know, finish this and then go back to that. So I'm trying to, you know what I mean? Like get back out there in the anime scene, bro. You know, so
did you finish Tokyo Revengers?
Nah, you know, I only watched like the first two or three episodes. And again, at that point, like I really wasn't watching any anime at all. So, that was kind of during my hiatus.
Yeah, sir. Yeah. Tokyo Revengers was the shit. I'm still waiting for the second season of that. I had to watch. I had to read the manga after the end of the first season. Oh, really? Yeah, I didn't appreciate how it ended.
You spoiled yourself, sir.
Oh, nah. No.
Okay.
If something's coming up, I'm going to be like, I want to see this animated.
Yeah.
Some deep shit happens.
Okay, I understand. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, that was my jam. Yeah, I've been watching One Piece and something else came out recently. Like Spy Family, I took a break from because, you know, I'm a gross dub fan, apparently. So they stopped dubbing for a second.
I've been watching dubs, finished, bro. Man. I've been watching dubs.
Really?
Yeah, I've been watching dubs.
Holy shit.
Yeah, because a lot of times now, like when I sit down, like I think that was part of the reason why I kind of stopped watching anime, because it was like watching subs. Like I love it, but like it's work. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, when work. I gotta I can't like go in the kitchen and prepare something and listen. You know, I have to be attentive the whole time. I can't like leave from in front of the television. You know what I'm saying?
I've been preaching this for years. that was frowned upon.
Hey, you know, it is what it is. At some point, I'll snap back into it. So,
nah. Yeah, I've always been dubbed. Yeah, I always felt that way about subs. Like, I'm just too lazy. That's just laziness thing with me. I'm like, I can't concentrate on what's happening and read what they're saying at the same time.
Well, I can do that. I just can't do other things, sir. So.
Still playing Multiverses, sir?
No. I mean, you know, no. I haven't played since we last recorded. Well, I had recorded some footage, but I didn't. After that, I didn't play it anymore.
You're streaming a bit of Overwatch this week, too.
Yeah, unfortunately. yeah.
Well, when will we learn?
Never, I guess. Yeah, man. I don't know.
We could go back to Fortnite.
Yeah, so Fortnite, yeah. They got Dragon Ball Z about to come through.
Gross.
Yeah.
When does it end, yo? Like, are they trying to, like, is Epic trying to collect every character like that Infinity Stones? Like, what is going on? Like, they got John Cena, then Goku, then, you know, I thought they already had fucking Goku.
Like,
for some reason.
I have, like, you know, Ryu, and I have, you know, LeBron James, you know, running around with fucking guns and shit. I don't know how I feel about Goku with that shit, man. That shit's gonna fuck me up.
They're just skins.
It doesn't matter, though, you know? So, I guess I'll get over it.
Shenron tweet.
Yeah, that Shenron tweet was dope.
Yeah, it was, but it was like, what the fuck? Wasn't enough.
I'm wondering if there's, you know, if they're gonna, like, you're gonna be able to collect the Dragon Balls. Now, if that is the case, bro.
And then what?
And then make a wish. What do you mean,
like,
bro?
Wish to win? Like, I don't know. What else are you gonna do after that point?
I don't know. Who cares? That shit'll be fire.
I do. Wish for more deeper shit. Fuck this game.
Sir, we're going to go collect the motherfucking Dragon Balls if we can. But in all honesty, even before this announcement was made, I was thinking about re-downloading the Goku, the Dragon Ball RPG that I bought when it came out. The Bandai Namco special.
Oh, I'm good. Only Dragon Ball game I got is FighterZ.
Yeah.
I barely play that now.
Yeah.
Like this RPG one, what was it called?
Goku. I don't fucking remember. I think that's what it's called. I think it's called like Goku's Travels. No.
Kakarot?
Yeah, Kakarot. Same thing.
Yeah,
sir.
That one. Dragon Ball, I checked out when I was in high school. I don't know shit about Dragon Ball at the moment.
Oh man, it's such, you know, like I said last week, it's just guilty pleasures, man. You know what I'm saying?
They just had a movie, yeah.
Yeah, It's getting solid scores. I have yet to see an anime in the theaters, though.
Yeah, I haven't either. I always see them after they come out.
Yeah, I wanted to see My Hero Academia. I think the first one, I think it came out like on my birthday, but then COVID hit and I just kind of didn't feel like doing that anyway. So
yeah, that second one was good.
Did I see the second one?
When Bakugo and
Deku
fought. Yeah.
And there's a third one as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I checked out after the second one. There's another show I grew tired of.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
But sir, like you said, episode 77, we got some stuff in store. You know, we're going to be talking about some things that went down in the gaming world for the past week or so.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, Microsoft claims it simply wouldn't be profitable to make Call of Duty Xbox exclusive. Do we agree? Do we disagree? We'll be giving our perspective on this claim in a few. And, you know, there's a rumor alert on the loose. Sony purchasing Square. What would this do to the future of PlayStation? We will speak on that right after this infamous question I'm going to ask Brian in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. B.
Sir.
What you been playing all day, bro?
Sir, we played No Man's Sky, sir. John hated every moment of it. Well, no, you did. He was so pissed.
That was a strong assumption, sir. I didn't hate it.
Well, you strongly disliked it. Well, yes, that too, yeah.
I mean, I didn't know what was happening. You know, this is my first time in it. Brian's been playing this since its inception, so what? 2 years, 3 years,
6 years.
God damn. See,
but where we are is where I've always stopped. Like what? That first hour. Yeah. Just like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I was just confused the entire time. So, you know, Brian, as you heard his dismay earlier about playing Overwatch early, that's been the consensus from both of us this week as we're tired of this fucking game.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was like, let's try No Man's Sky. I was like, okay, I'll download it. Let's try it out. I had no clue what I was doing. I felt stupid. I was like, Brian, what do I do? Where do I go? How do I do this? What button does what? I feel like, you know, like a 50-year-old trying to learn how to play a game.
Well, you see how they have the instructions in the bottom right-hand corner of the screen, correct?
Yes.
Well, when the game came out, they didn't have those instructions.
Jesus.
Yeah, you just had to figure it out.
There was no tutorial, no nothing.
Nah.
That sucks. Yeah. Why?
Because, like, part of the allure is the fact that, you know, yes, you are stranded on this planet and you need to get off.
But, like, did your character not go through training? Did it not go through NASA? Like, did it, like, he just didn't know anything? Like,
nah, you just start the game, you know, you wake up and it's like you gotta repair your ship, you know, and you have to like look at it and be like, oh well, what do I need? And you know, it'll kind of tell you what you need to make things, but like you have to then go find those things, and you know, it didn't really tell you how to do anything. So
I mean, like I told him, I was like, that's a beautiful game aesthetically. You also said that wasn't the case when it first came out either, right?
Nah, it was very ugly, sir.
Well, what I played last night was gorgeous. And yes. Controlled well. I just, like, again, like the mining and the searching and the go look for this, to repair this, to build this, to, you know, install this. It was just a lot. I didn't know what I was going. You know, when we finally got our ship repaired, I was spinning around in the atmosphere. I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know what was happening. Bro, I was like, what are you doing? You idiot. I was like, I don't know. And I'm looking like a drunk astronaut just spinning around in the solar system. So, you know, I it has to grow on me. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to say I don't hate it. You know, I play games where I was like, I hate this. I don't want to play this anymore. I don't hate it. I just need to get used to it.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I mean, sober, so that was another thing too.
I imagine it'll be a little while before we, you know, kind of get used to it. Because next is we're gonna build a base.
Yikes!
And so And then I guess it really starts to open up more and more. But really only the only thing I've really played is kind of still been similar to, you know, those first few steps into, you know, this universe that I played in 2016 when it looked like shit. But it's come a long way. It's had like, I want to say like 12 or maybe almost 20 updates. So what? Yeah, they've been updating this game. And so that's why I'm always like, yo, I gotta play it because, you know, I appreciate that shit, you know, like they could have just took the bag and was like on to the next one. You know what I'm saying? But they spent 6 years, you know, making it into what you see now.
Well, kudos to them.
Yes.
And kudos to you, sir.
Thank you.
For riding or dying with them, because I just don't get it. I'm going to learn. Hopefully next week, then episode 78, I will have a grip on what the fuck is going on in this game. Yeah, right now, your boy doesn't know anything, but I'm going to give it a, you know, another try.
The old college try, sir.
There it is.
I
beat Stray, though.
Oh, yeah, you did beat Stray.
I did beat Stray.
How was that, sir? Was the ending everything you hoped and wished?
The ending was great because I feel it open for a sequel and I will be there with all the bells and whistles on, sir. Yo, it was a fantastic game. I loved it. I stand by it. It's going to be Game of the Year nominee for sure.
Yeah.
100%. 100%. If it isn't, I'm going to be concerned.
Yeah, I still haven't played past that 15 minutes.
Bro, so good.
Yes.
You need to check it out.
I will.
Will you?
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Yeah,
highly recommend it, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't gotten it, get it. Pick it up. Support Annapurna.
It's on the PlayStation 4, 5, and PC.
It is. Yep. Steam, all that.
Is that a game that Sony blocked from being on the old pass of games?
I don't know. I doubt it. It's on Steam, so.
Yeah, you know, console exclusive.
Oh, shit.
Exclusivity.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, bro. Check it out.
Okay.
Speaking of which, you know, you brought up Sony. You know, the latest rumor in the gamerverse is that Sony may be acquiring Square Enix in the future.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I'll say this. I feel like, you know, back in PlayStation 1, you know, early PlayStation days when, you know, everything was third party, you know, they had some first party studios, but not to the effect that they have now. I feel like it'll feel more like a PlayStation 1 if, you know, they in turn like make, you know, this Japanese studio, which seems to have been jettisoning their Western studios. Like they got rid of IO Interactive that makes I guess IO Interactive because the I stands for interactive. who makes Hitman, the Hitman series. I believe they have sold off the studio that makes Deus Ex. I feel like back when they made those acquisitions, they had no business doing that. You know, I don't think they did a good job of with any of those properties, really. Like, I don't think they knew how to nurture both Western and Japanese. And some of those studios have complained about, you know, the management within Square Enix, and how their experiences were. So I feel like, you know, this would be, like I said, more like, oh, this is PlayStation 1. All the Square games go on PlayStation, you know, and they don't go anywhere else. So.
Okay. It's going to like you said, it's going to feel nostalgic in a way where, you know, I only played my JRPGs on PlayStation. I didn't, you know, play a lot of RPGs on Xbox because that was more so like Western, especially shooter, with them acquiring Bethesda. Yeah, that too. Mm-hmm. Acquiring, you know, Bethesda, right? which is a big Western RPG maker, you know, the Elder Scrolls, the, all that stuff. But I never lean towards that. I tried, you know, the Fallouts and the Elder Scrolls. I was like, this is not my thing. I like JRPGs. And that's when I went to PlayStation. But I think this was shake up a lot within the RPG community, you know, in my opinion, being so, is it going to create like a divide again? Like, you know what I mean? Like more Western RPG fans go towards the Xbox and more JRPGs go towards the PlayStation. Do you think that would be a thing? Or
yeah, I mean, I think so. I think, you know, I think Sony feels like they have to, you know, really kind of do a better job of acquisitions, especially at the rate in which and at the totality and the size of the investments that Microsoft are making, you know. And we'll talk about that as well. You know, I think they feel like, okay, like we need to kind of really batten down the hatches, if that's the term. Is that what, is that what they say?
Yeah.
Just really kind of get, really get, you know, something up under themselves that, you know, it's can differentiate. You know, they did purchase Bungie, you know, so they have Destiny, you know, whatever.
Not the Destiny fans.
I mean, it's cool, you know, but it's just an interesting purchase for, you know, in my eyes, you know. But you know, this isn't, this still, this also is not the Sony of old, you know. It's just this is run out of San Francisco, you know. PlayStation's run out of San Francisco. It's not, it's not run out of Tokyo, you know. You don't have any of the older guard, you know, the Shuhei Yoshida's, you know, they're on, he's on indies and he's doing a good job, like Stray. So he's a, he does really good at that. But, you know, I think, yeah, I think it would create, you know, a divide with, you know, JRPGs. If Square, I think Square just really needs to focus on JRPGs. Like, I feel like that's all they need to make. Like, I don't think they should make anything else.
Well, Forspoken. They make some good stuff, right? Jesus, that trailer just dropped, right?
Yeah,
now, I saw it. You brought it to my attention. You know, we're gonna segue a little bit, folks. I'm sorry. Talk about Forspoken, which I've held dear to my heart for the past couple of months. I think that is getting pushed to the wayside now because I did not appreciate that last trailer. It sounded corny, yo. I found out it was like finally, it's like an open or open world RPG. You know how I feel about those. But
yeah,
I don't know. Like, I still want to dig it. I don't want to turn my back on it just yet, but they could have. I don't know. I wasn't digging that trailer too much.
Yeah.
Wasn't a fan.
So Forspoken is a, is another Square Enix property. I guess they showed off 2 or 3 years back, you know, when it was Project some shit, Aria or some shit. You know, everyone was kind of excited about it until, you know, they showed it off and it was like this black girl and people were kind of like, ew, you know how people get. But but, you know, but not really like, no, it's not why. It's not why. It's like, yeah, that's why. So it's this, it's this, like John said, this open world action RPG. It gives me kind of like Final Fantasy 15 vibes, or really? Any type of action RPG vibes. Yeah, it just they all seem similar to me. I don't know. I haven't played it, obviously. It looks pretty cool to me. But yeah, that trailer was they released a new trailer that was kind of cringe. dialogue was a little on the whack side,
lacking. Yeah,
so, you know, it was just kind of like, oh, okay. But at the end of the day, it's probably going to be a great tale, you know. It's like this, I guess she's a teenager or early 20s, young woman, and, you know, so she's, you know, it's just kind of like this whole like woke up in a fantasy world, you know. It's just kind of like, what, like,
yeah, I just need to know more.
Yes. It got, like, delayed till next year.
It's probably gonna get delayed again because Twitter was not kind to this to this trailer.
Harry Potter got delayed too.
Isn't that the mobile game?
No, the Harry Potter PS4, PS5, PC game. The one that's not co-op or multiplayer when it should be.
The Hogwarts one?
Yeah.
I wasn't checking for that. I don't know. I forgot all about it.
Yeah. So, damn. I'm sorry you're not into Forspoken anymore after I sent you that trailer. No, I mean, bad.
I'm not going to say I'm completely checked out of. Yeah, you shouldn't have sent me that. But I shouldn't have been. I'm not completely checked out. I'm just kind of discouraged now. But, you know, let's see what maybe time will heal.
Yeah.
The blow I took today. But we'll see.
You know? So as far as this, you know, if this acquisition, you know, turns out to be true and it does go through, you know, would you feel like right now you have a PS4, you have a Xbox Series S, would you get a PS5 if it was like, hey, like we're going to make some PS5 JRPGs like crazy?
Well, I always preach the only two things that will make me get a PS5 right now are JRPGs. One of them being a Square Enix game, which is Final Fantasy 16 and Persona 6. So those are only two games that will make me get a PlayStation 5 at this current moment in time. Forspoken could have been. No, but like those are only two games that will make me get a PlayStation 5, you know, at all.
Okay.
I have no need for one. God of War's Ragnarok is coming out on PlayStation 4. So
true.
I already have that. So I'm good.
What about Gotham Knights?
What about it?
It's only on PlayStation 5 now. Well, you could play it on Series S, so maybe I'll get it on Series X.
There you go.
Because who cares?
They're not blocking those.
Huh?
They're not blocking that.
I mean, I hope it comes to Game Pass. I'll be super honest. Like I can't wait for that announcement. Like coming to Game Pass. And I'll be like, yes. Let's go.
But if I took those two games out the factor to answer your question, I probably would lean to get, because you know JRPGs are like my heart, so mm-hmm. I would probably bend.
I try to send you every trailer of a JRPG that I come across.
I've noticed. I don't respond to him half the time. I'm like, is this a pattern? Is he typecasting me?
No, I'm just like, hey, it's a new JRPG. Like, you know, you might like this. It's just me, like.
Yeah,
like,
no, hey, no, like, I get it. I was messing with
you. You know, I'll stop, you know, if it's a fucking problem.
No, sir. Yeah. No. And you were thinking about cosplaying possibly in the future. Ichiban, another JRPG great.
Yeah, I'm playing that now, too. Forgot.
On what?
On PS5.
You started that game on so many systems.
Right. I have it on PC. I have it on my fucking Surface. I have it on my Series X, and now I have it on my PS5. But I'm actually playing it now, so.
I would love for you to finish it. I would love for you to get into it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know what it is? It's just a lot of exposition, you know, in between shit. You know, there's a lot of story going on. But I'm in the beginning,
That's the beginning. Yeah, I was about to say. When you get like the fourth party member, it gets
serious. Okay.
Yeah
man, I feel like you know, I think we need a remake of Xenogears. I feel that should be the first order of business
for Square Enix
if they're purchased by Sony's.
Yeah, this is all speculation, ladies and gentlemen. It's a rumor still, so you know
bring back, you know, all the classic JRPGs. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess they wouldn't be remastered, they'd be remakes, but probably not since it took them forever to do Final Fantasy VII remake. So
gross. I'm over them. I'm tired, yo. Like I wash my hands with that shit. You know, I don't think I'll buy another Final Fantasy VII remake part 2, 3, 4, 5. How old am I going to be by the time they finish it? 55.
Integrate is on. Is that what it's called? Integrate.
Yeah, Final Fantasy VII Remake 1.5, like shit. Like
Kingdom Hearts and shit. It's on PlayStation Game Pass.
I can't play it. Isn't it on 5?
Yeah, it's only on PS5, yeah.
Yeah, see? Look at that. For what? Why would you?
Because it looks way better.
But why would you make... okay. Why would you make Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 1? On everything, not everything, on the previous gen and current gen, and they just make that side shit only on current gen. I was confused about that. And that's kind of what turned me off, because I was like, I see what they're doing now. I don't like it.
It seems like it can't run on a PS4. So, I mean, look, man, I have a PS5. I invested in a PS5. I don't want them to like keep making shit for the old console that I don't use anymore. Like, I want new shit.
But they don't make enough systems for it to be available for everybody to enjoy that.
I don't give a shit.
Oh my God.
why should I care about that? Like I said, you know, I invested, I have one, you know, so I want my games to look as good as they can. You know, if there's a trade-off because we have to put it on PlayStation 4, like, that's fucking annoying.
But everybody wasn't as fortunate to get one.
That's not my problem, bro.
You know? I understand. That's what I'm saying is like, well, I don't give a shit to get one anymway. But
exactly,
because they keep making shit for the previous gen, which I have. So
yeah,
that's good for me. And y'all have to pay like $10 more. So there's the money for aspect for them on that. But you know, they still going through that microchip shortage, quote unquote.
Yeah, Microsoft figured it out though.
Exactly, they could have too. Fuck that.
It's probably a part that's like inexpensive or some shit. I don't know anything about any of that, so I won't speak on it.
But yeah, that Square thing, I think that would hurt. It would be a gain and a loss at the same time, I feel. Like the website said, DualShockers, which is what we got this article from, they said we live in a time where we could play JRPGs on Xbox and Western on PS, PlayStation, and, you know, vice versa, of course. Mm-hmm. So, you know, are we going to take that away when we make that Square Enix acquisition, which they're talking about doing like a back to Japan type thing, which, will, like you said from the beginning of the topic, that it'll be like PlayStation 1 all over again.
Yeah,
where they have Final Fantasy 7, 8, 9, Xenogears, this, that, and the third.
I doubt it.
We'll see. Only time will tell.
Yeah. They need to make some new shit, though. They need to make some new properties that don't suck. You know, they were so much better in the, you know, in the previous generations, in the, you know, the Super Nintendo, PlayStation 1, you know, PS2. They were so much better of a developer. And I feel like once they purchased those Western studios, they just kind of like didn't know what to really focus on, and they weren't focusing on what they do best. And I feel like that was detrimental to those studios and also to them as a publisher. So it would be cool to see them, you know, when that logo pops up, it's not like, you know, how it was back in the day. You'd see that logo pop up, you'd be like, hey, yo, they coming out with a new game now. So it's like, oh, What bullshit are they coming out with now? Oh, Final Fantasy World, where they're like little fucking chibi characters. This is terrible. Fucking play this shit.
They usually say those for the Nintendo properties.
I mean, I understand, you know, some of their games, you know, definitely, like, I feel like a lot of RPGs lend themselves well to handheld like crazy, you know, especially turn-based RPGs. I feel like, you know, handhelds are perfect for that. That's why I like
Octopath. Oh my God.
They have a phone Octopath now.
I'm good.
Yeah. It's definitely free to play. So, you know, they get in your wallet, bro.
Oh my God. I can imagine. What is it? What is it? Is it the game?
It's a JRPG. It's a different game. I don't know how you get characters, but I think you like, you know, find them or some shit, or packs or some shit. I don't know.
It's weird how the game is designed, but
yeah,
whatever. I don't do mobile games anyway. Nope. For that reason.
Yeah.
So do you think all of these acquisitions are instigating a console war, like unintentionally?
Cause
it's called a duty situation.
Yeah. Yeah. So Sony, Microsoft, you know, put in the bid to purchase Activision Blizzard, you know, the fine publishing folks for Call of Duty, Overwatch, Warcraft, Tony Hawk, Diablo, and a few other properties. And so Sony has kind of made a case. I guess this is in Brazil. While, you know, regulators are going over this acquisition, you know what I'm saying? And and Sony kind of like, you know, said that, you know, they can't live, you know, with Call of Duty being an exclusive title to just one console. You know, the Xbox brand, will not necessarily console, because Microsoft's not really, they're like console-less. It's weird. But so Sony, you know, kind of has had, you know, this fit of, you know, frustration, because Call of Duty is like their top selling game every year. So.
Which I didn't know.
Yeah, what did you think it was?
I don't know. I don't know why it was like, I don't know. I don't know what I could have possibly thought it was.
What, think about it. I want to hear what you possibly could have.
I don't know. Like, it was just like, I don't sit there and like count, like, you know, the numbers of games. But
no.
Every time I see somebody play Call of Duty, it's like on Xbox. That's why I thought it was like that. Like, I don't know.
Well, I think in the past, yeah, I think, you know, 360. But I think last console generation with the Xbox One, I think Microsoft really fucked up. So I feel like a lot of people switched to the PS4. PS4 was, you know, sold a lot of consoles, especially versus, you know, the Xbox One by a significant margin.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you had a lot of things kind of flip flop, and, you know, even some things that Microsoft did in the 360 generation where they would pay for exclusive, you know, early access for Call of Duty. You know, when the PS4 came out, Sony started doing that. You know, it flip-flopped. You know, Microsoft kind of walked away from that kind of, you know, strategy, or at least, you know, loudly, you know, they still pay for exclusive shit, you know, but they didn't want to have like exclusive DLC and split the customer base and all that other shit. But Sony was like, yo, we're doing that shit. Y'all did that last time. We're going to do that shit this time. And so PlayStation has definitely been like the place to play Call of Duty for a long time now. So I understand their apprehension. There's a lot of people that are just like, you know, you should just compete, make your own shooter, you know, bring back Killzone. It's just like, Killzone, bro? I don't know, bro.
No.
I was never a fan.
No. I don't do FPSs in general. I only play I only own two Call of Duties in my life.
Yeah.
And I was the loser. I only played it for the story. I didn't play it for comp, because every time I did, I got my ass beat. So I was like, I'm not going to play this and be a masochist. Right. Yeah, like, but making this an Xbox exclusive, I think it would hurt money for a lot, like Sony, Microsoft, Activision.
Yeah. Microsoft says that they can't. They're saying that they don't want to remove it off of, you know, Sony's console, because then they'll lose money. So I kind of feel like, even though they may say that now, I wouldn't be surprised if they pulled it at some point. It's just like, yeah, nah, fuck that shit. You can only get Call of Duty on Xbox.
Haven't they done that before? Didn't they like quote some, like Microsoft, didn't they quote something and then say they were going to do one thing and did the opposite? I want to say they did.
I think there was like speculation that Starfield was, you know, Starfield, the game that's made by Bethesda, the space RPG. Because I mean, that's what it is. You know, it's fucking Fallout and Elder Scrolls in space, you know.
So Mass Effect.
Yes. but I think at first, you know, there was speculation that, you know, everything would still be on every console. And I think Microsoft later on was just like, yeah, you know, certain shit will still be on PlayStation, but like Starfield will be exclusive to Xbox. And I think like the next Elder Scrolls as well. But yeah, at first it was, you know, Microsoft was kind of like cheeky about it. Like, oh yeah, no, like you'll still be able to play, you know, but I feel like if you're spending that much money, like why are you spending that much money to, you know, still have it on your competitor, even though they still have Minecraft on everything, you know what I'm saying? And even have had some deals where, you know, Minecraft was shown at Nintendo's conferences, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, but I think that's a game by game, property by property basis, my guy.
With money. He's on Smash too.
Steve.
Steve.
My kids hate Steve.
Why?
I don't even know.
They'll be like the protagonist or whatever.
Yeah. They'll be like, ill, I'm using Steve. Or like my daughter picked up my phone one time and, you know, I have games on my phone just so she feels like playing. And she was like, yo, daddy, you're using Steve? I was like, yeah, I don't play that shit. I don't know who. I didn't know you could pick a character. I didn't even know my man had a name for the longest time.
I didn't either. And like when you pick him on Smash, you shuffle through his little skins. All of his skins have a name. It's like Steve, Nancy, Enderman or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was
shit, they got like all the, they got different skins for him. Yeah, oh shit. Mm-hmm. On Smash?
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit.
I can't use him for shit. But do you think, like, they're talking about making future Call of Duty titles like day one exclusives?
Hey, shit, they'll be on Game Pass.
Is that beneficial?
I feel like they'll keep, like, you know, the whole Battle Royale aspect of it on both. But I would imagine they probably would put, like, maybe the single player just on Xbox. I don't know. Just something I'm thinking, you know, because that's what makes them money. The battle royale aspect, because people are buying skins, they're buying, you know, whatever the fuck you buy in these games, you know? So it wouldn't make sense for them to only have it on their console because, or, you know, on their universe. I don't want to say universe, but their slate of services, you know?
Good jargon, sir.
Thank you. You know, I've been listening to trap music for a few years, and my vocabulary has definitely taken a hit, bro. Right. I will be honest.
Yo. Yeah, it would do that. You're in Atlanta, so that's understandable. Sorry, Atlanteans.
Yeah, it's been rough out here. You know, everyone's favorite rappers have been getting arrested.
Yeah, I think I stand by this. Like, selling Game Pass has always been Microsoft's concern to me. Like,
yeah,
I don't think they really give a fuck about the developers or anything about that. Like, regarding that, they're the Game Pass, and they always said like streaming is the way of the future, which I firmly believe too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I wouldn't, like I said, I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if they just make it, you know, just for them at some point, you know. Maybe not these first few, you know, but maybe at some point they'll be like, you know what? Let's just keep it here when they're ready to go for the kill. And then they have to buy Sony and then PlayStation's a part of Game Pass, you know.
You know about Sony's blocking. We've been mentioning this throughout the show, like Sony black and whites, the subliminals.
Yeah.
Sony's way. So apparently Microsoft's claiming that they've been paying certain, you know, developers or properties to be exclusive to them, so they won't be on Game Pass, but they could be on, as Brian calls it, PlayStation's Game Pass, which is the PlayStation Plus membership.
Yeah, but it has like six tiers and shit, like, you know, it's like PlayStation Plus Essentials and PlayStation Plus like Premium, PlayStation Plus something other thing. It's just easier to say PlayStation Game Pass, sir. I'm sorry.
Have you taking advantage of it?
Yeah, that's how I got Stray.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, so
cancel it. Because nothing on there, I'm like, I don't want this. I played it, I beat it. I don't want to play this again.
Yeah, I think the only thing like that I don't have it's almost like Netflix, right? It's like this catalog of fucking titles, like to go through them, you know, on either service, you know, Xbox Game Pass or, you know, the PlayStation Plus offerings. Both of them are like annoying as shit to like just sift through, you know.
What?
Yeah.
I actually get a kick out of going through Xbox's Game Pass one once in a while. Yeah, I like the layout of it.
I guess I wouldn't it wouldn't bother me as much, but I still have to download the shit. So if I take a long time like looking for something to play, then
you stream some.
I don't want to stream them, though. I want them on my console, sir.
You can't have it your way all the time, sir.
Sir, this is true.
No, but like I just like the format of how Game Pass does their stuff on the console. I don't know how it is on PC, really. I only played on PC a couple times. I didn't download anything. I just streamed it.
Yeah. Yeah, the PC interface is cool. I dig it. It's slow as shit, but I don't know if it's just, you know, my internet connection.
Or the Surface.
Yeah, it always needs to be updated too. And sometimes I don't realize that, and then it like doesn't work because it's not updated. So, you know, I played a lot of stuff on Xbox, on Game Pass on PC. You know, I was doing finding a lot of stuff. I just feel like once you kind of get through, you know, the larger titles, you know, some of the smaller titles are a little too, you know, might not be as good or whatever. I don't know. It just takes too long for me. I'm just lazy, you know.
And it just seems like you brought up Netflix. Like, don't movies do the similar thing that Microsoft's claiming, which is a strong claim, by the way, for Microsoft to even spew that out there, but whatever. Seems slanderous. But don't movies do the same thing where they block Netflix said, like, for instance, like Disney's Tarzan was on Netflix and it didn't come out when Disney Plus came out. They had to wait for the contract to expire from Netflix for it to be on Disney Plus, even though Disney created it. So it's you know, I can't get too mad at Sony for attempting that. At the end of the day, they are their competition. You know? So it's one of those. That's the caveat to it. However, as a consumer, I'm like, fuck that. I want it all.
This is true. Yeah. But I guess it kind of is in their best interest to, you know, do those types of things with the speed in which, you know, and the I think Microsoft does a really good job with, you know, the games that they've selected. And, you know, I think, you know, if Sony continues to kind of like, you know, build their indie offerings and, you know, of that nature, I think you're going to see that they don't really have a choice but to do this, you know, like,
I see both sides. So
absolutely. You know, it's like, and then it's like the gall of Microsoft even saying anything. It's like, bro, you just bought two fucking major publishers. Yo.
No, but on the other side, Sony is petty as shit though. Like whether how they do the royalties or the compensation for crossplay and multi-platform stuff.
Yeah. So,
yeah. That.
Yeah. They did that, you know, on some shit like Because We Can, you know, which is always always kind of shitty, man, you know. And then
Apple thought the same thing too.
Apple. So yeah, I had this. Yeah, and they're not on their shit anymore. Yeah, it's a lot of money missed for Apple.
They'll make their money other ways.
Yeah, I know, but still, you know, if you have an opportunity to make some money versus no money from this thing, you know, I don't know.
That's true, but I mean, Apple's Apple, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Fortnite's pretty fucking big. It's not like it's not, you know, it's not like it's a small thing. It's pretty fucking huge. You know, the CEO from Epic went from, you know, making millions to billions, you know, like in months. So, you know, it's kind of a huge fucking deal.
I think it's the
largest game right now, right?
Yeah, it is. It's not Apple big, though. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. I'm just saying, if you had a platform and the biggest thing was available everywhere else except for yours, regardless of how large you are, you're still losing money that you could be receiving. Right. That's all I'm saying.
No, I totally understand, but that's where greed comes in. On Apple's side, Apple's greedy as fuck. That's how they fumbled that. But you know, that wasn't they ain't gonna hurt Apple too much.
Shit, it ain't gonna hurt them, but still,
it would have been a nice little, you know, nice extra check for them.
Couple billion dollars, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, do you think Sony will eventually do that? To call it the doubtful, but they can they at this point? Has Microsoft fully acquired them yet?
Nah, still not, you know, complete. I imagine it'll go through no problem though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, you know, like, that's why you gotta have everything, bro. That's why you gotta have everything, you know, and that's why I don't understand fanboys, because it's just kind of like you can have your preferences, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, but fanboys that like are going crazy over these acquisitions and stuff. It's just like, just go buy an Xbox, yo.
Right. You know?
Like you are allowed to have more than one console. You know, I understand those who may not be able to afford it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, a lot of adults, you know, game at this point because we grew up with it. And
yes,
you know, if you want to, you know, be able to play, you know, Starfield, and, you know, I'm sure you have a Game Pass device somewhere in a closet, you know, shit's on everything.
But some people don't have it where they can, like, you know, get every single system that they want, like, a couple games for, particularly.
Yeah, I feel you, you know. I feel you. So, yeah, there's frustration there for the consumer, but...
The fanboyism is a thing, though.
It is,
on the other side, so...
I'm constantly
seeing both sides. I'm so sorry for playing the devil's advocate.
No, you know, that's what you're supposed to do, man. Like, you're supposed to see both sides because it's just how it is. It's business. Like, you're not supposed to take it. You're not supposed to be emotionally invested about either organization that only cares about your fucking wallet. So,
sir, thank you for your TED talk. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. I didn't know I was doing this.
You informed me of some things. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
Sorry. Is there anything else you got for me, sir?
Nah, man. You know, that's pretty much it. That's all I got, my friend. I enjoyed our conversation.
Always, man.
Yeah. And I look forward to talking to you some more and playing some Overwatch and No Man's Skies and whatever else we find in the treasure troves of game passes on either PlayStation or Xbox.
sir, thank you all for joining us again for episode 77. We will be back next week for episode 78. Until then, you can catch this episode and all prior episodes from 76 all the way back to our inception of 2 years ago, like Brian said, on episode 1 on All Day I Play Radio on all your favorite streaming platforms. You can follow us on All Day I Play Radio on Instagram. You can follow us on at ADIP Radio on the Twitter. You can follow your boy Brian B-Rye at BrianP_83 on Instagram and Twitter. You can follow yours truly at 9000 Moon Knight at Twitter. I almost forgot my own handle. I apologize. You can also follow me on Moon Knight 9000 on Instagram as well. Sir, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure. Always, always.
Absolutely, my friend.
Thank y'all for being patient with us again. We're coming back. We're coming back in the full swing of things. We appreciate and love all y'all. So thank
appreciate
you.
Appreciate y'all.
Brian.
Yes.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you as well, sir.
Peace and love.
Peace and love, y'all.